This is a previously recorded episode. This show is broadcasting live from Detroit Sound Studios above Activate Gaming and is part of the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Tell me you love me. I need a good laugh. I'm holy water. You need a good bath. Whiskey and perfume. You had a nightcap. Now how about that? I've got a new friend, a perfect stranger. He's got a bullet with your name in the chamber. I'm body organ, rearranger. You feel my danger. This time a bitch gets the last word. All your excuses keep coming faster. But your mouth cannot run my blaster. This time a bitch gets the last word. This time a bitch gets the last word. Don't try to lie.
Welcome to the Nooner Show. I'm Jay Dubs.
And I'm Denise Brennan Nelson.
And we're broadcasting live from PodcastDetroit.com from the Detroit Sound Studios above Activate Gaming in fabulous Ferndale, Michigan. And it's hump day.
Happy hump day.
It is a happy hump day today.
Hey, you know, we have that great intro. What time is it? Which
yes.
I love.
Mm-hmm.
But I read something recently that in certain cultures, some Eastern and Polynesian areas, rather than saying what time it is, they say what kind of time it is.
Really?
So for instance, they have some of them that I read, they have children time, they have dream time, they have fishing time.
Ooh.
I know. So they don't. It's not about what time it is. It's what they're going to do with their time.
That's really cool.
Yeah, that's how they refer to it. So I was reading
and
that.
And we're doing nooners, right?
Well,
it's a nooner time.
So we know it's noon. What time is it? It's noon right now,
right?
Or a little thereafter. What kind of time do you think our show is?
Oh, it's a fun, drinking, inspirational time.
Okay.
What do you think?
Well, that's exactly what I thought.
I
definitely think it's fun time, and I also think it's wish time. I mean, that's our favorite segment, which
you're
have a great guest that today. And so wishing, dreaming time, fun time, drinking time, you name it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Drink like hell time.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is today.
Yes. So we do need to maybe put an apology out onto the airwaves.
Why would you do? What did you do?
It isn't what I did. It's what you did. Well,
I know.
Let me just tell you who we need to apologize to.
Who?
Stone, who? If you're listening.
All right, let me cross him off the list. Stone.
Yes. Yeah, okay.
We're taking care of this.
So our wonderful friend Stone was kind enough to invite us to a fabulous event last Thursday at Falling Down Beer Company. Yes.
For the toy drive that IT in Detroit put on, which was amazing.
And he asked us to sit in and be a part of his show, and we did. However, and you may not remember this, but several times he said, "Ladies, we sound like The View." And because we were all talking.
Was that a compliment?
No, it wasn't.
No, I think it was a compliment.
No, it was a compliment.
Are you sure?
Why? You don't like The View?
Stone, would you call in and let them know what you meant by that?
Yeah, call us, Stone. I know he's listening right now.
I think that was a compliment.
I think so, too.
No, what he was saying was we were all talking over one another. We weren't letting each person finish, and it sounded like a bunch of gaggling geese is what we sounded like.
Really?
He was very kind about it. And
he's the kind guy.
He's a very sweet, kind guy. But Stone, if you're listening, we apologize. Yes. I think it still was a great event. And
oh, my God, it was.
Hopefully you still have listeners.
Yes, Stone.
Yeah, hopefully Stone still.
Well, you know, he's going to be on our show in 2 weeks, so.
And then the other thing we need to apologize for is that all of the gifts that we took.
Oh, God.
You are an amazing gift giver, and you wanted to make sure everybody knew how much we appreciated them. And
here comes the low blow.
Kudos to you.
Yeah.
And you had these great packages for everyone and bottles of wine, and we get to this Falling Down Beer Company, and guess what? It's Falling Down Beer Company, not Falling Down Wine Company. And we're there. We're all ordering beer. Great. Oh, this is awesome. And there's Jackie.
Poor Jackie. Where's
the wine?
Doesn't get to have any fun. Jackie,
where's
just
the wine?
Has to work.
And it's like, well, what are we going to do? Oh, my gosh, Jackie can't drink wine. She's got it. Where's her wine? And so we went to the packages.
Okay, here's the bad thing. I have to tell you, it's really bothering me
it
that
shouldn't
I did
bother
that.
You.
We had a gift bag for K Hub.
Yep.
Okay, because we thought she was going to be there, and she's done a lot for us. So we had a nice little gift bag for her, but she wasn't there. So I thought, well, let's take her bottle of wine. I'll replenish it. She doesn't even know.
She'll never miss it.
So we did. We took her bottle and drank it. And I was still thirsty after that because you guys were still drinking beer.
Well, you were sharing a lot at
that
table.
I was, yeah.
You didn't drink that whole bottle.
With Joe O'Brien, the ninja guy.
Yes.
Ninja Spice guy. He was there, and he doesn't drink beer. So I shared the bottle with him. And then you encouraged me.
To open another?
To ask Stone. See, I love how you do that. You push me to the front, make me look like the bad guy. So I take his – he was so nice. And he said, oh, yeah, sure. And I'm thinking to myself, this is so tacky. But it tasted good.
Yes. And you know what? All in all, we're just having fun. We had a great time.
We're going to make up for it when he
it's probably Stone
comes
calling.
The 30.
Yeah.
It is?
I don't know.
Oh.
We'll find out.
Check it out.
Only take it if it's him.
I also want to say we have to my left here, this beautiful, gorgeous woman who is also the singer of our theme song that I love. And I swear I never tire of hearing that song. But Rocky was there, and she's here with us today. Mm. And I just have to say, you have this sweet kind of mild-mannered air about you, and then you sing, and it like rocks the world. But you got up and sang at that event. You had never, that was the first time you ever sang with that guy.
Yeah.
And you guys sang, of course, everybody in the room was like just riveted, me included.
Aw, you guys are sweet.
How do you do that? How do you sing a song with somebody you've never sang with before?
He did all the work. I just had to sing. He was playing guitar and cueing me like, hey, you're supposed to be singing right now.
It looked so effortless. And
well, thank you. That I can fake it.
It's amazing. And as her mom, a couple people that night were like, wow, that's her. People were putting it together like that you were her mom.
Oh, I thought they thought I was her sister. Really? They thought I was her mom? Is that a compliment? I'm only kidding. But you know what? I do want to give a shout out to Dave and Bob.
Yeah.
Because, first of all, they put this on. It was a great event. I know they raised a lot of money. And on top of that, they picked up the tab, which, you know.
Hello, had they told me that, I would have been there at 5, not 6:30.
That's probably why they didn't tell you. But how generous, though,
I know.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's such a good network.
Yeah. It was wonderful. So, all right. So, wait, anyway. Where's our bell?
Yeah, where's our bell?
Isn't it time for?
Yes, it is.
Right?
Yes,
you
it
didn't
is.
Have anything else you wanted to share with me
no.
before we.
Oh, Adele.
Hello.
Speaking of, yeah. Did anyone see the concert?
Man.
Sorry, just
Adele concert on TV? Nobody saw
week.
That?
No.
I watched it.
Did you see it, Rocky?
Yeah, I did.
Oh,
really?
My God.
You did?
So good.
I missed it.
So the tickets are on sale tomorrow at 10 o'clock.
I'm going to get some.
So am I.
I have a girlfriend that wants me to get 10 for her.
Yeah, good luck.
I know. I tried to think of everybody that I knew that had connections. You were the first person I called.
I don't have any.
Hello.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
All right. Well,
go on.
Yeah.
Oh, it is Stone on the phone.
It is Stone?
Yeah.
Oh,
put him on the phone.
Stone's on the phone.
Hello. Sorry. I want to make sure it was you. I'm like,
hi, Stone.
I'm thirsty. I'm so thirsty.
Okay, listen, you know what, Stone? When you come on the show on the 30th, I decided I'm not bringing wine. I'm bringing beer. That way I won't drink it.
Lots of it.
Because I have to tell you what I just did. Denise comes prepared with beer today, doesn't think of anybody but herself.
No, I was thinking about Brian.
I know. We thought Brian was a beer drinker. So, So we had a gift bag for Rocky today that had a bottle of wine in it. So guess what we're doing? We took the bottle out.
I see a trend. I see a trend happening.
I know. It's the gift giving, take it back before they get attached.
It was boomerang Christmas gifts. I mean, you throw it out there, you get it right back. And,
okay.
It's kind of like re-gifting right in front of me. It was awesome.
I have a question for you, Stone. When you said, you must have heard us arguing, and I said that you pointed out that we sounded like The View. Was that?
Yes.
It wasn't a compliment.
It wasn't. It certainly wasn't meant as a dig.
Okay,
But it was definitely starting to sound like The View because everybody was getting pretty fired up and talking over each other. So it was really that kind of thing, but it certainly wasn't a dig. I love you gals.
Well, we love you too, Stone.
Yeah, well, we can't wait till the 30th, and we're going to have a lot of beer for you to take home, and we're not going to touch it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
promises,
You have a great show, okay?
Right.
I'm going to let you go. You have a great show. Hi, Rocky. Hi, Jeff, too.
Hey, and, see you tomorrow.
You guys have a great show. I'm always listening. Love you, and I'll see you soon.
Thanks, Stone.
All right.
Bye-bye.
So it is time for...
Yes.
Da da da! Where's our bell? Ring our bell.
She's got it.
Where's the bell?
What's the wish? What's the way? What's in the way? Oh, I better put my glasses on for this one.
Because you forgot it.
Yeah. Well, no, because we love this. This is our favorite segment, and it is about passion and dreams, goals and desires, setbacks and comebacks. It's designed to showcase the stories and the talent of individuals who have taken a leap of faith and pursued their dreams. It's also an opportunity to remind ourselves that dreams and goals don't come without a few obstacles and hurdles thrown at us along the way. Their stories and certainly today's story is unique and interesting and full of inspiration.
They say that country music was born from musicians that were brave enough to wear their hearts on their sleeves. Our guest today has a musical resume that most can only dream of. He has shared the stage with many music icons, including playing lead guitar for Uncle Cracker. He's appeared on Jay Leno, David Letterman, Regis and Kelly, just to name a few. While he began his career in the genre of rock and became known as the great rock guitarist, he soon found that his artistic and emotional soul led him back to his country roots, and in his own words, describes the change as coming home to country. Welcome, Brian James Schramm.
Woohoo!
Hey,
yay!
What's up, guys?
We're so glad to have you.
We are so excited. Whoa, so excited to have you. You've had an amazing career so far. And it's been crazy,
especially
career,
this past year.
Yeah.
But you know what? Before we get into this year, let's talk about what's happening in January, because it looks like next year is starting off with a lot of excitement,
with
too,
bang.
On January 13th.
Yeah. Yep.
Let's talk about that. You have a showcase in Nashville.
Yep. Showcase.
Okay. What is that about?
Yep. It's basically a showcase for 4 labels that are confirmed, possibly 5. But
wow.
Yeah, at Douglas Corner in Nashville. And I'm just going to throw it out there. And
So when you do a showcase, what do you do? Like, do you perform for an hour, or what exactly happens?
It's going to be a quick in and out. You know, these people know what they're looking for,
right,
and can make a decision quick, you know,
right,
usually in the first two or three songs.
Wow.
So, yeah, so it's going to be a 30 to 40 minute showcase, all original music, no covers, you know.
Okay.
And, yeah, so.
Now, do you have any conversations with them before you go on stage? Like, do you get to meet them? Is there like a social time networking, or not really?
If I know.
Okay.
No, I'm joking. I don't know if I will personally. Probably not.
Okay.
You know, my management and stuff they have the conversations. They already have.
Are they out of California?
Well, I have two managers. One is here,
okay,
in Beverly Hills, and the other's in California.
And did they line this up?
Yeah, yeah.
And so when you do a showcase, is that open to the public? Like, for example, if your fans want to come down and you know, use an excuse to go to Nashville and catch, are they allowed to come in and watch?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're going to send out private invites.
Oh, okay.
But they're opening it to the public because we want as many people in there as possible.
Oh, so it's a big room. Or I guess
500-700 people.
Oh, really?
You okay.
Know?
So,
I mean, the labels want to see how you perform.
Do they want to see, for example, like the interaction with your fan, with the, mm-hmm, the fans and everything else? So are you, when you... I can't even imagine the pressure, but...
They're putting it on me.
Are they?
They're putting it on me.
Yeah. So when you go to... Because you've been around for a long time, and you've performed big shows, and you've performed mm-hmm. with some, you know...
Big names.
So are you nervous?
This will be the show of my life.
Really?
So, yeah, I'm nervous. But as Rocky knows, when you get on that stage, you kind of morph, you know, into something else.
Yeah.
And you just do it. And you have to rise, you know, to the occasion. And
yeah.
And that's where, you know, that's what separates the bigs from the...
Right.
You know?
Is it hard to get a showcase? I mean, is this typical procedure for artists?
It's nowadays...
It's hard.
It's almost impossible to get a showcase like this.
So this is, I mean, this is really big.
It's huge.
This could be a game changer.
Wow. And four or five different labels.
Wow.
Yeah.
Going in there, and I'm assuming that they've heard your music. I mean, they've gotten, they're interested enough to come and see how you perform, how you look. Oh, wow.
Yeah, they were given the record, actually, and they're the ones that called the showcase. We were supposed to have it a couple months ago, but, you know, going into Christmas and the holidays and stuff, the budgets are gone. So it just made more sense to wait.
Well, that's not a bad thing, though.
Yeah.
Right?
But it kills me.
Oh, really? You wanted to get done with it and be over?
I want my record out.
Oh. So you can't release, which is, I have a bunch of questions about that. You have a debut album
mm-hmm.
that I just have to say, I've listened to all the songs. Now, I didn't get the copy that Jackie got. She gets all the
and
know,
I didn't
original.
Give it to her.
I brought some.
Oh, good. So. Well, I only could listen to the teasers, which they were teasers. I mean, those are some great songs.
Yeah,
you have 11 fabulous songs on that album. And you can't release it until after the showcase?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Because if the – why?
Well, because it's money that they would be missing out on.
So
there's a plan, right? There's a big machine behind all of this. So it's very calculated, and that would just put a wrench.
How involved are you in the plan?
I'm pretty involved right now.
Are you?
I am, yeah. I'm pretty involved
that's
right
good.
Now. Between myself and my management, you know, they don't do anything without asking me first, you know, and we all collectively, you know, come to an agreement. And so, yeah, I'm pretty involved right now.
Wow. And so I would imagine you know who the labels are,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
And you have probably done your research on them
mm-hmm.
because I'm sure they've researched the heck out of you.
Yeah.
Because they would never waste their time.
How long after the showcase will you know if one of them wants to sign you?
I have no clue. I have no clue.
Okay.
I mean, they'll know, you know, I mean, they'll know right away.
What if three of them want you? Then it becomes a bidding war?
Yeah.
Right?
I don't want to say that, but
makes sense.
Yeah. That's, I mean, it doesn't, in this particular case, I love my management. They're very smart. And we're not looking for, like, the highest bidder. We're looking for the one with the best plan.
Oh, that's good.
You know.
So they have to put that out for you. I mean, it's like, I mean, I'm thinking sports people, for example. You know, I mean, you have to know what they want long term and what they plan on doing.
Yeah. And does it fit? Yeah. Do the personalities fit? And you know, because he's an artist, so it can't, you know, he has his idea of how he wants to, his image, and, you know, how he wants to be branded too. So
absolutely,
it's got to fit.
Yeah, it does. I mean, truth be told, we may get an offer and we may not go with a label.
Right.
I mean, truth be told, you know, but I don't know. We'll just see.
You
what
have
happens.
Options.
Yeah.
And
I think it's going to go good either way.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's still got to be a great experience.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You can fill up this room with how many people?
Probably five comfortably.
Wow.
500.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It's a good sized stage, which thank God the band is huge. It's huge.
And what do you know now what songs you're going to sing? Will they all be off the album?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So can tell us. Yeah. Can you tell us or not?
Off the top of my head?
Oh. Well, it's got to be Drink Like Hell.
Drink Like Hell. Yeah, Big Time Little Things. P.S. I Do. Hitting the Gas, for sure. Possibly Sizes Everything.
That's all about fishing, right? That song.
No.
I'm joking. We're going to talk about that because
it's funny. It's not what you think.
I know. Yeah. I love the names of your songs. I'm always intrigued by how people pick names and all of that. But yeah, the Size Is Everything. I laughed. I thought, well, I know you love to fish, so I thought, okay, he's got to be talking about fish.
Well, let's.
Lost in the Country, and one of my favorites on the record is definitely Strong. We're doing Strong.
Oh, that's
And then She Wrecks Me. It's one of my favorites.
They're all good. And they're all such a great.
Now, let me ask you this.
Okay, but people couldn't see what Brian just did.
No, we'll keep it that way.
Brian, is your band from Nashville or from Detroit?
Well, here's the deal. I have a band that's going to be the touring band.
Okay.
You know, but for this showcase, which is really awesome, I was able to get the guys that played on the record.
Okay.
Which
and
is basically
they're from Nashville, right?
Yeah, Reba McEntire's. Okay. Basically, three quarters of her band.
Wow.
Yeah.
How fun.
Oh,
yeah.
That's exciting.
Are they
amazing.
Excited?
Yeah, they are excited.
How
We're
many?
All excited.
How many of them?
Mike Johnson on steel guitar, Jeff King on guitar, Jim Kimball, who actually produced the record on acoustic guitar, Andrea, who is backup vocals, and Tim Bupert, who is also backup vocals. And then the piano player, Ron, some.
That's okay. That's okay. Wow. I didn't mean to put you under, you know.
No, it's okay. And then I just got a new drummer and a new bass player.
Oh.
The drummer is Sal Giancarelli. He was Stained's drummer for since 96.
Wow.
How fun.
Yeah, and the bass player did a lot of stuff with Katy Perry. So they're like – And then a fiddle player.
Really?
from Texas.
So it's
She's
a big
awesome.
Band.
It's huge.
Oh,
how cool.
Wow.
Yeah, it'll be a huge
that is
sound.
Really
you know?
Cool.
When will you leave? If the showcase is on the 16th, do
no,
you go?
No, it's the 13th.
13th, okay. Will you go down 2 days in advance, three a week? I mean, do you like to kind of get your bearings?
Oh, yeah. The 8th.
Okay.
Going down.
I mean, you guys will probably rehearse down
Absolutely.
There, right?
Absolutely,
yeah.
Rehearse and production, you know.
Now, do you have any shows planned while you're down there?
No.
Okay,
nope.
So it's strictly for the showcase.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yep.
Let's listen to Drink Like Hell right now.
All right.
And then
that's
we can
what
talk
we're doing.
About that.
You
want to
just listen to it, Jackie? Or
we're gonna participate. You know what I like about this song?
It.
It's like a play hard, work hard.
Oh, it's
thank
yeah,
you.
Do everything.
I love that because, like, it's
that's
not just about drinking.
No,
I don't get that at all.
It's
know?
About passion.
Yeah.
It's about do everything that you do with passion. That's what
exactly.
I got out of the song. I love it.
Yeah.
There ain't a ton of things that I can do, but I work my fingers to the bone into a seized up mess with no damn rest. But still my digits do what they do best. They work like hell, they play like hell, they love like hell, sometimes fight. They drive like hell, they try like drink on, drink. the shorter the party, the longer you sing. We're all some kind of mess in a 100-to-1 test. So let's keep doing what our hands do best. They work like hell, they play like hell, they love like hell and sometimes fight. They drive like hell, they try like hell, and it gets beat up all right. In these hands they know when the time is this, brown fire and neon light. Gotta burn, gonna get lit, quit, get my drink on. And puff a little smoke like hell, shake like hell. Hell, we're just living. Oh, they work like hell, they play.
Hell, oh, we're just God. Living.
That's my new anthem right there.
I love it.
Awesome. Seriously.
I love it.
I mean, work hard, play hard. Yeah. That's what life is about.
Yeah. That's a good song. Now, who wrote that?
You. I wrote all the songs on the record.
All of them?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
When do you do your best writing?
Oh, man, when I'm inspired.
Okay.
You know, the funny thing about this record is I wrote these songs within a month and a half, 2 months.
Wow.
It just like all was like, it just, I don't know, it was crazy. I went to Nashville and I came back home and I was so inspired from Nashville and just walking around and experiencing it, you know. And I just came home and started writing. Didn't stop until the record was done.
Wow. What's fascinating about that is even listening to the teasers, they're so different. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like to be so inspired with so many different ideas and melodies.
In that short of time.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. You must have just felt like you were bouncing off the walls.
Well, it was, you know, it's funny. I took a break from music for a couple of years, you know, and I think it was just all that. It was all bottled up inside. And, you know, when I let it go again, it just, that's what happened.
Now, what made you take a break?
Yeah.
What made you take a break?
Oh, the business. It's just, it's a tough business.
Yeah.
You know?
It is.
Without going into detail, you know, just some things didn't work out.
Yeah.
And, I felt like I got the short end of the stick on things. And I was just like, I got to step away, you know? And I love fishing anyways. So.
There we go. Can we talk about fishing?
Yes.
We can.
Those 2 years, is that what you did? You went to?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I did fishing tournaments, you know, all across the country. And, you know, did some fishing TV shows and just.
Some good ones.
So let's, I know Denise has a ton of questions.
Well, actually, my husband is a big fisherman, so he was so excited.
Well, let's go.
Okay, so first of all, rumor has it that you're a muskie expert. Is that true?
I guess that could be true.
Okay, well, that's what I read. I'm assuming Lake St. Clair.
Mm,
maybe not?
Yeah,
Do you most?
That's a big one.
Okay, mm-hmm. Now did you charter?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I did.
My husband said, ask him what's the funniest story he has about a charter. Do you have any great funny stories to share?
Oh, my gosh. I have one, but I can't share.
Oh, that's why my husband wanted it. Yeah. He said he heard about one where one guy threw his friend off.
Man.
This isn't Lake Michigan.
No, this is worse.
Oh.
Oh, man. This involves my ass out.
So we'll wait till the mics are off.
Over the boat. Yeah. It was not a good deal. But let me
That's okay.
Drifting in the river.
Yeah, no, we don't. That's okay.
And 10 other boats, 15 other boats. Okay, so we won't talk about that one.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. Why do you like to fish? Are there similarities in fishing and music?
There are similarities in the fishing business and the music business.
Oh, what are they?
For sure. They're both tough businesses. It's hard to get sponsors. You know, I mean, fishing is extremely hard. The competition, everything has to go perfectly. All the stars have to align to win a tournament.
You know, my husband said that there's a saying about muskie that it's the fish of 10,000 casts.
Yeah, that's right.
And you know, when he said that, I'm like, that's got to be like music. Like,
right.
You could have 10,000 songs before you have a hit.
Yeah,
right.
That's for sure. But
isn't that?
It's true. And what I say about Lake St. Clair is muskie can be a fish of 10,000 casts or 10 casts.
Oh, so you know what you're doing.
Yeah. Well, because there's so many fish in Lake St. Clair. There's so many muskie.
Well, I saw the video where you were talking. I think it was you, but you were, you know, because you were all bundled up. It looked like you. But you were talking about going up close, that people are afraid to go up close and go right down with their rods instead of casting.
Yeah.
Is that you?
Yeah.
I thought it sounded like a great tip.
Well, the muskie are fearless fish because they're the apex predator in the water. There's no fish that's bigger that's a predator. So they have nothing to fear. So they'll come right up to the boat, like right there. You could touch the fish if you wanted to, you know. And they'll follow in your bait, and you jam your rod into the water and make circles under the water, and they'll sit there and they'll chase it right in front of your eyes.
That's so interesting. My husband was telling me a little bit about that, but he doesn't know as much as you do about muskies. Sorry, honey. he does a lot of walleye fishing and salmon fishing.
Oh, I love walleye.
Well, so what's the biggest fish you've ever caught?
Well, freshwater would be 55 and a quarter.
Muskie?
Inch muskie, yeah.
So the record's 58.
Yeah.
So, wow. Yeah. And that's new record, isn't it? The 58?
58, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. How long did it take you to haul that baby in? No, it took this guy 2 hours. I mean, it takes a long time.
Wow.
No, the funny thing is with muskie is it's not the fight. It's getting the fish to bite. It's rare to get a really big one to bite, and there's just not very many big ones like that, you know? So 30 seconds, a minute.
Really? Do you tell people what you caught it on, or no, that's not stuff you share?
Oh, yeah. It's not rocket science. Oh. I mean,
sounds like it.
to be honest, you know, we use baits, you know, that are about 20 inches long.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
See, so size does matter.
Yes, well,
20 inches long.
No, the name of his song is size.
I know.
Set you up for that one, didn't
size is everything, is what you said.
Size is everything.
You know, something else my husband, you know, because he's chartered, he's gotten charters, you know.
Okay.
But he said, ask him if he loves doing it. Like when you have a group of people?
No.
Okay.
Oh, you don't?
No.
That's what I think he thought you might say that.
No.
Oh.
No, I like fishing for fun. When it becomes your job in a business where you're doing it 5 days a week and you have to get up in the morning an hour before they get to the launch and you have to, you know, prepare everything. And then you have the pressure of getting a fish.
Right.
You know, I mean, no guy guarantees anything, but they're counting. Yeah. And, you know, when you get this little 12-year-old, 10-year-old, 8-year-old kid in the boat for his first time, you want to get that kid a fish, you know, and it just doesn't always work out that way. But I've got a pretty good record.
Do you still do it? You're busy with music.
I was out 5 times this year.
Did you catch
2015.
Anything?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I'll get home and Bob will go, why didn't you ask him what he got?
I got a big one.
He got a fish, Bob.
Oh, you did? Well, my husband went walleye fishing for the first time in December. I mean, typically, you know.
December?
Yeah. December?
Yeah, he went to Saginaw Bay, I think it was.
Wow.
They only caught one. But a couple of his buddies were.
Yeah, that's a tough time.
But he thought it was pretty cool that he could go fishing in December.
Oh, right.
You know?
And now, is it because of the weather?
Yeah.
I mean, if there was snow, he wouldn't be able to do that, right?
No.
Yeah, normally right now, the launches are, you know, froze up.
Yeah. No, they went out and, you know, like you said, they do it for fun. And
All right. So you took 2 years off.
Did.
And
are you done talking about fishing? Is that what you're telling me?
No, I'm not done. This is interesting, but I want to get to the music.
I know.
I like it.
Why did you go back into music? Like, what happened?
Well, I think when you're born to do it. You're just born to do it, and you miss it.
Yeah.
After 2 years, you know, I mean, I would go to shows, you know, and see people on stage, and you just, if you're meant to do it, you're just like, oh my God, what am I doing?
Yeah.
I want to be up there doing that.
When the dream doesn't go away, you always say that.
Yeah. If it doesn't go away, if it keeps coming back, no matter how far away you push it, you know it's there for a reason.
Yeah, yeah. And I've got too much stuff up in this crazy head.
Well, if you wrote that many songs in a month and a half.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Well, and just your experiences. What do you think was your – do you think you've had your big break yet? I mean, I know you have the showcase in January, but so far up to this point, you've had a hell of a great ride, you know, I mean, that you've earned, obviously.
Yeah.
Was there a time, though, when you thought to yourself, wow, this is my big break, this is it?
Yeah. I mean, in the rock thing, you know, I mean, I ended up signing a pretty good deal. You know, it wasn't with a major or anything, but it was a good deal. It was a big deal. At that point, I thought to myself, okay, you know, yeah, here we go, you know. But the problem, you know, with contracts is they can be broken.
Yeah.
And if you don't have $1 million in the bank, and they do.
Right.
What
it's
can
hard
you do?
To, right.
You can, you know, I mean, you can
right.
sue, but God, you know. So people don't realize that. You know, it takes so long, and then that's more time in your career that you're
right.
wasting.
Exactly.
You know, so at one point, yeah, I did. I thought, you know, that it was happening and stuff, and it did to a point.
Right.
But I don't know. I'm in the best position now.
Yeah.
I think I've ever been in.
Yeah.
With not having a deal even or anything.
Right.
I just feel like this is what's meant to be.
Right.
Just stars are aligning, you know.
And you're very confident, too. Like, I read some of your posts on Facebook, and I can tell you're very comfortable with who you are and where you're at right now. And, in fact, I think one of your posts, I don't know what song it was. Maybe it was the Drink Like Hell song that you were talking about. I'm not sure. But you said something about it's nice to be able to go back and listen to the song and not want to change it you know, so I mean that's huge.
I read
that
as well and thought, you know, because I write and it's hard not to look and think, ooh, why didn't I change that or do this, or, you know what I mean? So I thought that was pretty amazing that you felt that way, that you felt like you had done your best work, right?
For sure. This record, to me, for the first time, the producer put on record what I heard in my head.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah.
And sometimes that doesn't happen. It's never happened, in fact, with me. You have an idea of a song and a demo, and then you go and listen to the final product, and you're like, okay, we kind of changed it maybe to the way he wanted that part to be.
Right.
Not what I heard, you know? And sometimes it's good, you know, because they're the experts. They've been doing it for years, right?
Right. And we get connected to what we think. And
yeah. Yeah.
But you connected with this.
Yeah, absolutely. We had the perfect synergy.
Wow.
To where, you know, he would make suggestions that I liked because it was just good for the song, you know. Yeah. When I'm recording and doing these songs, it's like you kind of have to try to take yourself out of the selfish part of it, you know, and just do everything that's best for the song.
Right.
You know, if you listen, you know where the song's going to go or where it should go. You know, even if maybe, you know, you're being selfish about it. Oh, I like this part so much. But this suggestion sounds better, really, if you think about it.
Because you have an emotional attachment. I mean, you wrote the song.
Exactly,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, that's hard to do.
It's hard to do, yeah. You know, but I don't know.
Let me ask you this. Of the 11 songs that you hit, where'd my CD go? Did you take it, Denise? I think you did.
I'll never tell. I didn't take it.
Like my wine. which song do you think best defines who you are? You know, I think every artist that writes a song or, you know, has albums, CDs, whatever, there's always a signature song that people relate to when they think of that artist. Which one do you think best defines you?
You can pick two if you want.
I think I have two answers.
Okay. Go ahead.
The first, the song that defines me and right now where I'm coming from a musical standpoint, I think is Drink Like Hell.
Okay.
Just because that's just my motto, you know. I mean, I work hard, but I play hard too.
Good for you.
You know, try to live life, you know,
yeah,
as best I can, because I know it's not very long.
Right.
Like, be done any second.
You right.
know? And just like that lyric in the middle of the song, we're just living.
Right.
We're just trying to live. And the second song, what defined me and my heart and what I've gone through and who I am, I think, as a person, is a song called
That's okay.
Where is my CD? Seriously, who took it?
Reel Again. Reel Again.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's a song on there. It's an acoustic song. It's called Reel Again.
And why does – what does that mean?
Well, if you listen to the song, it talks about, you know, it's a couple, obviously, that I'm talking about. But it's about making mistakes and trying to figure out what you did wrong, you know. And at the end of the day, you just want to repair things.
Yeah.
And talking about the girl, you just want to make her smile real again. Mm-hmm. You know, because sometimes in relationships, people get very familiar with each other.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the girl is just she's smiling, but she's hiding the real smile. It's maybe there or was there, mm-hmm. but it's not there anymore, you know, and the guy knows it. But he just goes through the motions and that's just talking about, man, I know what's going on here.
Yeah.
And I really just want to make you smile, but I want to make it real again.
Wow.
Like it was.
I've got goosebumps. Wow. Holy cow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. You know, I think it's so I mean, I think you can listen to most songs and you have your own interpretation of it.
Right.
But I don't think anything's better when you hear the artist.
Their story.
Or the
behind
author, whatever.
It.
Well, what he just said. I mean, that
right.
should... You should tell everybody that. It's amazing. I mean, it's wonderful. You know, I've read something that you said, and I'm going to quote you. It says, "If I die tomorrow, I die a happy man. I've done a ton of cool stuff, and I only have one regret in life. I've witnessed to live, love, and learn." So I'm not going to ask you what the regret is. I'll give you a pass on that one. Mm-hmm. But what do you love, and what have you learned?
What do I love? I love that I've had the opportunity to meet so many people. You know, and I love people. I hate people, but I love people. I do.
There's some annoying people in the world.
Man. You know, just to be able to do all the things I've done and all the things I've learned, you know.
And you're still so young.
Yeah, you really
we should
are.
Put that out there.
Right.
Getting old, man. Getting old.
We haven't learned anything, and we're a lot older. Although we did learn to drink like hell.
What have you learned? I guess listening to you, I feel like you're at a better time for something grand to happen because you're more prepared for it, because you've learned a lot.
Oh, for sure.
So,
oh, God.
If success would have happened, I mean, I know it did happen. You did have a lot of success back then. But what are you picturing in 2016? What does the success look like? What's different about it, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
A maturity level, for sure. You know, I think I've grown as a person. I've grown – my heart has grown a little bit bigger. I think my vocal ability has grown. My writing ability has grown. It's just all a growing process, you know. And you know, the other day I was thinking about it and I was like, man, why couldn't this have happened 5 years ago, 10 years ago, you know, in the rock scene? What was so different? And that's what was different. You know, I don't think I could have, even if I went country, because I was raised on country, mm-hmm. you know, it's crazy that I'm doing country right now, but my dad was country to the bone. I mean, as country as you can think. And I just kind of rebelled and did the rock thing, you know, I think. And I had a manager at the time that was kind of living through me. He's a rock guy. He was Madonna's half-brother or something, you know. So he was into the rock pop thing, you know. But I tell you, man, everything I've gone through as an artist, all the producers I've worked with, all the music that I've done, it all had to happen.
Yeah.
Connect the dots.
Right. To get to this point.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, because it was a growing process. And I feel like, you know, I'm at the top of my game right now. And I feel like I'm ready to go out and show people, you know, what I was really meant to do.
Right. Right.
How does your dad feel about you coming back to country?
Oh God, he loves it. Yeah. And the funny thing is he is the biggest country critic in the world.
Really?
And oh yeah, I'll send him tunes. Him and my brother, you know, I'll send them tunes, new tunes that I just do in my studio at home, and he'll tell me, you know, son. You know, but then, you know, if he likes it, you know, my brother will tell me he was dancing in the kitchen. You know,
oh,
he was
wow.
dancing in the kitchen to that song.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
really
so,
cool.
But he loves it. You know, he knows that, you know, that's how he raised me and
yeah.
raised us. And I think, and you know, that's what he really wanted, you know, secretly.
Yeah.
But my parents are so freaking awesome that they just have supported me through the years.
Wow.
You know,
that's
all
awesome.
Us.
And I
anything we wanted to do.
Yeah. Really?
I've seen
yeah.
those Facebook posts that you put up about your parents, which I think
yeah.
they sound so cool. Like, we need to have them on the show.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Oh, my goodness.
No. Really?
Now, did your dad sing?
He does.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. My dad.
Really?
My dad is sang exactly like George Jones when I was growing up. Like, that's what I heard every
wow.
single day. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I wish he could, you know, I mean, we're from a very small town. Up north.
What town?
Mansalona.
Okay.
Where's that at?
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly.
It's well, that's what everybody says. Where's Metamora?
It's actually Alden is the actual – is mm-hmm. really where – but
okay.
it's,
that's a cute
you know where Traverse
town.
City is?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right.
Torch Lake area.
Okay,
you know,
right.
Some, around there.
So
around
so area. You did live in that area. That's why – because
oh,
you played
yeah.
in Traverse City quite a bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, a few times there up at Streeter's Ground Zero.
Yeah, and you yeah. just did a big show there, right?
Yeah.
It was was it New – no, Thanksgiving Eve, right?
Yeah, Thanksgiving Eve, yep, with Brett Michaels.
Brett Michaels? Okay,
yeah.
How was that?
It was an amazing show. Went way better than I expected.
Really?
I mean, nothing against Brett,
yeah.
you know, but I just thought to myself, oh, you know, he's kind of – you know, he hasn't been around for a while. But it was packed. It was packed.
Oh, wow, how
with
cool.
1,000
how fun.
People, yeah. And, like, that's what I draw off that.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh,
and
I'm sure.
Rocky probably knows.
Yeah.
Like, if there's people out there.
Oh, right.
Like, it's party time.
Right.
You know, and you get them involved in stuff.
And
so
adrenaline.
If there's not.
Right.
You act, you know.
Right.
You should get an award.
But you know what, though? I think that has to be the hardest thing for,
yeah.
you know, a musician. And I was reading your post, I think, that you put up yesterday. I'm stalking you, just so you know.
That's okay.
But you posted something.
I'm stalking
something.
You, too.
There's nothing to stalk. But anyway.
It's mutual
but
stalking.
I'm flattered. That's
Rocky.
Rare.
Yeah. I stalk Rocky.
Well, yeah, she. I would stalk her, too.
Yeah.
But no, you posted something about, you know, how people didn't understand how difficult it was to be a musician or, right? Was
yeah.
Something like
just
that.
Just recently.
Yeah, just recently.
Yes.
It was like yesterday or the day before, whatever. But it's so true because
yeah.
Kevin Sharp, who is from Metro 37,
mm-hmm.
was in here a couple weeks ago, and he was saying, you know, for musicians, they'll have 10 shows with, you know, 5 or 10 people in the audience, and that drains them. And then they have that one big show where it's just packed, and
yeah.
that's what carries them on, you know,
yeah.
to the next show.
I tell you what, it's like an acting class training. That's why, like, you see a lot of musicians – and stars go into acting, right, and do little acting parts.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why.
Because when you
sometimes
perform,
you have to act.
And it's empty. You have to pretend that there are still, you know,
that there's still 500
people
there.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, those 10 people deserve the same, but
right.
it's hard to get that
energy going.
Right, because that's
vibe.
What it is. It's,
yeah.
it's an energy in the room and
it
the
is.
People that are.
I think there's two parts to that. I think that there's, yeah, there's that. But there's also, I think, what separates the big boys from the little is that when you go up and you perform a song, you have to, like, be able to feel that song. And if you're into that song enough, you know, and it means something to you, and
mm-hmm.
you mean every lyric you're singing, it really doesn't matter. if there's two people, three people, or 300
really?
Or 3,000. Yeah, because you're into that song, you know. Mm. And that, I mean, this is that's what we
but
do.
But you're not
that's
thinking,
why
how come more people aren't here listening to me?
Well, you know what? Kenny Rogers just said the same thing when he got the Lifetime Achievement Award. He said, if I don't feel it, I can't have you feel it.
That's what he was talking about. That's perfectly said.
All right. We are going to play Big Time Little Things right now.
Wait,
we have to, because we want to hear the song, and then we're going to talk about the song.
Eight more questions.
Okay. We're going to wait until the song's done.
And we'll be right back.
Now, you're singing that song at the showcase,
I hope. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus, that tugged at my heartstrings.
Oh, me too.
I'm going to lie.
Yeah, it tugs on mine, too.
We've all had that one relationship,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So that's interesting and good.
Well, wow. Okay, so I have a question for you based on that song. Do you overthink things?
I have.
Okay.
I have.
I'm just always, when I listen to lyrics, I think.
Out of fault.
Mm. Really?
Yeah, well, you know, that's what that song's about.
I know.
I mean, all my songs, pretty much, I write on life experiences.
From your heart.
Yeah, you know.
Wow. Are you ever afraid of putting your heart out there so much?
Oh, God, yeah. Absolutely. I've been single for 4 years, you know, for a reason. And, I mean, I have walls, you know. They're high. They're thick, you know. So wow. Yeah, it's mm-hmm. It's tough to go back there.
You know? And think about the little things you didn't do.
Yeah, I mean, but you know what? Hit the windscreen for those of you that can't see. you know, what's funny about that song and what some people don't catch is at the end of the song, I kind of it's about me, you know, in kind of admitting something, you know, maybe yeah. it's the big, you know, time little things that yeah. I didn't do. But at the end, you know, I say maybe it's a big time little things that we forgot to do.
Yeah.
So it takes a little of the blame off me because I feel like a relationship has to be equal.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But when I was first writing the song, yeah, it was all about, you know, man, just soul searching, you know. I guess I didn't do this. You know, it was little. It was a little thing. But maybe if I did that little thing, it would have changed things.
But it sounds like in wow. writing that song, you actually worked through, you were blaming yourself. Of course, you part of the song, you wanted to put the blame on her. But at the end, you realized that you both deserve some blame, and that's life. I mean,
you
so
just said it.
You work
you
through
are a writer.
Life.
Yeah. She's a very good writer.
You work through a lot of life by yeah. writing songs. So even yeah. if nothing ever happened, yeah. and it will. I mean,
battling with yourself.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny.
Yeah.
You know, when you write a song like that, you're battling with yourself. It's like, that's crazy.
Wow.
Because yeah, I'm supposed to write this song, and it's supposed to say something, and it's supposed to have an end result. But in the middle of it, I'm battling with myself.
Like, it's not all my fault. Yes, it is. It's not all my fault. Yes, yeah. it is. Oh, I should have done this. No, you shouldn't. You
exactly.
were fine. You were great. You were.
Yeah. Yeah. And it all turns into a great song.
Wow. Hey, one last question. Look at, they're always waving me off.
Seriously.
I know.
Like, hour Muter. And a half, 2 hours.
Muter.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
we need two
no,
hours.
It's,
go ahead.
It's not long
in
enough.
In your showcase. Okay, let's. Yes. We're all going to put some really positive energy
yes.
out into the universe right now. You have,
right.
a, you have a big deal coming up, and I feel really comfortable thinking that we're going to say, you know, we had
he
him
was on
our
show.
show.
And before, I have a signed CD. That's why I got that signed CD right away.
And that's why he
like,
got
signed right now.
Yeah, right. But in the audience, I just wondered, you know, I mean, you're young. So do the people want to see a bunch of young people, or do they want to see that you connect with a wide variety of people? Do you know what I mean?
Are you like, talking about the labels?
When you're at the showcase and you have 500 seats to fill,
mm-hmm.
who do you see in those seats?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I think it's a mix. You know, it's kind of like, you know, the record. It's a mix. There's something there for everybody. There's going to be the guys in suits, you know, that make the decisions. But I think there's going to be, you know, the supporters that know.
That's
me.
What I'm saying. Like, who are the fans? Like,
I'll tell you what. In Nashville, it's going to be filled with a lot of young, beautiful, because they're all beautiful girls in Nashville.
Yeah, well,
I was,
no doubt.
I was trying
yeah.
to see if there were yeah. a couple seats there available.
Not for us. No.
Absolutely. Are
no,
you kidding me?
There would be.
We're going to have to wait
there would
in the
be.
Hallway.
Road trip.
Yeah. We're going to be like, we're the Nooner girls. Well, you know who the Nooner girls are? Really.
This whole table.
I wonder if having a wide variety of fans was a good thing, or if it was better just to have a bunch of beautiful Rockies sitting
yeah.
in the audience.
Well, that's never a bad thing, but variety is good.
Yeah.
I think variety is good because
yeah.
I like honest, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I try to put things out there honestly, you know, and I really want to know what people think, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that there's a lot of people who have never heard one of my songs in their life.
Well, I'm until a fan. Today, and I thought it was fabulous. It
yeah.
literally tugged at my heartstrings.
I
like
know.
That's
listen
impressive.
To the rest of them.
I know. Oh yeah,
listen
the whole,
to the whole CD.
I plan on
listen
it.
Listen to Sizes.
I'm stealing
everything.
A CD from you. It wasn't me.
That's
it was
Denise's song.
It was Denise.
That'll be Bob's because he loves to fish.
Yeah. Okay.
You can't keep them unless they're a certain size, Jackie. Quit giving me that look. Good Lord, she knows nothing about fishing.
Wait, are we talking about fishing?
You can't keep
where are we going? Where are we going with this?
Okay, wait,
are you about to play Sizes Everything?
Wait
We're
a minute.
Starting
just
to sound like The View.
No, just remember, she's the one that wanted to insure her tongue. So, you know what? We'll leave it at that. But, Brian, is there anything else you want people to know?
No.
No. It was easy.
Wow. Okay, where can we find you?
Yes.
Okay, so online, BrianJamesShram.com.
James. Let me just dress this.
Yes. Right.
Brian, B-R-I-A-N, James, J-A-M-E-S, yes. And it's S-C-H-R-A-M.
Yes.
Put the Brian or the James in there.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Yeah, we're trying to get that in there because it was Brian Schram for a long time.
And, right.
And, but my middle name is James, and it just made sense.
I love your new website, by the way. Yeah. I like the looks. Great photos and the layout. Whoever did that, I would love to know.
Your CD is not available right now.
Not yet.
Okay. So when can people – we're going to have to wait and see, right?
Yeah.
What happens in January?
January.
Okay.
It definitely will be in January, and we'll be touring, you know, in January.
Okay. So
either way.
Either way, you're going to come out with the schedule.
Either way.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a plan B, you know.
Yeah. Are there going to be some Detroit shows?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right. We have to wrap it up, though, because she's giving me dirty looks now.
Yeah. So where are we going with this? Wrap it up.
Cut.
You're talking about... Okay.
I need to come up with a better hand motion so it doesn't look like
where am I?
I'm sorry.
I'm like, cut.
It's the Nooner Show. You keep forgetting it's the Nooner Show.
And there's wine.
Yeah, and there's wine and beer. And first, you know what?
We only get an hour.
And hot chicks.
Thank you. Thank you for giving us your time.
Yeah, I had
seriously. And you know what? Good luck in January.
Thank you.
We can't wait to have you back. And
telling us who signed you.
Yeah.
And who was the lucky one?
Well, if you hear about it.
Or who you turned down because.
Really good news. Exactly. If you don't, then
hey.
No.
Either way.
It just means there's something else. That's all.
Yeah.
We're big believers in that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Truthfully, it's not about the deal for me.
It's not.
Honestly. It's about the experience, and it's going to be all good either way.
Right.
So the pressure's kind of off. You know, I'm just going to go there and.
Well, we want to catch one of your shows. So, you know, that's what.
You're totally going to get signed.
I know. Yeah. Okay. So we do have a tradition, though. Put that down.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Bossy.
We have our fortune cookies, okay? And we toss our cookies, and this is going to tell us what's going to happen January 13th. Whichever way the prong faces closest to you means that that fortune was meant for you. So which one is
Jessica, here's yours.
I think which one? That one is Brian's. This one's Brian's.
Okay.
Whoops. Oh. Callie, this one's yours.
No, that one's mine.
Where's Big John's?
Or that one's yours.
That's Big John's.
Is
this
that?
One's yours.
Yeah, you take another one. That one's open, so don't take that one.
Well, I'll just read the fortune.
Oh, here we go. Okay. This one says.
Let's instead of open.
We open
we
it.
We open it.
Mm-hmm. We'll let you start, Brian. And I think what we should do is rather than we usually finish with in bed, but let's finish with in Nashville.
All right, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. All right.
So you got to finish in Nashville.
Am I?
Yeah,
me?
You're on,
okay.
Baby.
So fortune truly helps those who are of good judgment.
In Nashville.
In Nashville.
There you go.
All right, Jessica.
And I'm getting there.
Jessica would prefer to have hers in bed, but.
Yeah, I would, but I mean, you're forcing me to go to Nashville. It's fine, I have tons of family from Tennessee, so I'm okay with it. Recognize and deal with reality no matter how unpleasant it may be. Well, in Nashville.
Oh, that's not a good one.
Well, it's dismal in Nashville.
Wait a minute. Wow. Okay.
Meeting adversity well is the source of your strength in Nashville.
There you go. These are all Brian's. Let's just say that.
Okay. This one's definitely mine.
Okay. This one's probably going to be Brian's. Go ahead.
Okay. Wake up. I'm serious. That's what it says. You are under the lucky star now in Nashville. I need to go to Nashville.
And the lucky star is Brian.
That's right.
Yeah. Mine says, hands that touch this fortune still, I swear I had this one last week, shall stay strong. Young and strong in Nashville. In bed, yeah.
I don't know.
In bed.
Really? We have the same one. We need new
What
new
are you
fortunes.
Talking about? These are all original and 100% true.
Yeah.
Will you say it, though?
Yes. Hands that touch this fortune shall stay young and strong in Nashville.
Woo-hoo. All right. Come on, Big John.
I'm the same as Brian. Fortune truly helps those who are in good judgment in Nashville.
All right.
It's the last one. It's good advice.
All right.
Now, I have to just quickly, because I know we're really out of time, but we have a sip on this segment, Brian.
Yes.
And we just find something to sip on. We try to make it be about our guest. And I thought, because you were a fisherman, you probably drank beer, because I know that's what's in my husband's cooler. But I'm walking up and down the aisles, and I spotted it, and it said Two-Hearted Ale. And I thought, that's for Brian. He's got a heart for music and a heart for fishing,
love
and
it.
He's Two-Hearted.
That's awesome.
I love Two-Hearted.
We bought Two-Hearted Ale, and we've been sipping on a few things. Of course, the wine that we're not supposed to drink.
And the wine that came out of Rocky's
wine.
Rocky, thank you for sharing.
Thank you for sharing.
You didn't have a choice, but we really appreciate it. Very good.
Oh my gosh, this is bad.
Yeah,
we're not going to give wine out anymore.
No, you should definitely give out something else.
I know. I have to give something that I don't drink.
I think we should replace that.
Yeah, we will.
Like tenfold.
Start handing out people beer or liquor. You'll
I'm
be fine.
Going to. That way, I won't touch it.
We will. Yeah. See, if it were chocolate, I'd be eating the chocolate.
In Christmas time, the liquor bottles come with little, you know.
There you go.
You guys are full of sexual.
One last thing.
Innuendos.
We have. It's dinner time on hump day. We have a wonderful show next week.
Yes.
We are bringing in family and friends.
Oh, yeah.
I'm bringing in my daughter, Rachel, and three of her friends. Yes. And they're college students. They're going to talk about being home for college and what they want for Christmas and all that good. Just going to be a fun, easy show. And you're also going to have your kids here with us.
My three kids will be here.
Which will be a blast. So we're going to have a full house, Jessica.
That's good.
You're going to be ready for all this.
We're going to load up some cheesy Christmas music.
Oh, yeah, well, Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Obviously.
We have to sing that. we'll have Rocky
like
and John
under
Paul.
The table, like,
oh, there you go.
All right. So, well, we appreciate everybody being here. We want you to always remember, sometimes your only available transportation
is a leap of faith.
Thanks for taking a leap of faith with us.
Happy hump day.
Yep, have a great week.
I kind of don't want to leave.
Oh, wait a minute. We are going to close the show, though, right now with Coming Home to Country.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay.
Awesome.
So can we close that?
Absolutely.
Thank you,
Thank
Jessica.
You.
Stuff that my daddy sang with the flat top. Man, that boy could sing, was gonna fill their shoes. Mama in the kitchen cooking up dumplings in a big crock pot. We sure made them things disappear, and we still do. You can't take the sweet out of the honey. So mad at fighting when we struck out. Little Uncle Stoney fired up the mud truck, drinking the tall. On up the big hill, cranking Hagar. You
This is a previously recorded episode.